In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Foreclosure activity sinks to its lowest level in more than a decade.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. A new study indicates home foreclosure activity in the U.S. is falling rapidly. According to Adam Data Solutions, foreclosure filings in the third quarter fell 10% from a year ago to around 293,000. And in September, the number of U.S. properties with foreclosure filings fell 13% from the previous month and 24% from a year ago to the lowest level since December 2005. Let's talk about the report with Darren Bloomquist, Senior Vice President at Adam Data Solutions. Darren, you say that foreclosure activity has been declining steadily over the past 6 years, finally falling below pre-crisis levels in September, correct?
Yes, that's right. We've seen this long, slow decline in foreclosure activity over the past 6 years since we peaked in 2010. And now we finally hit a pretty big milestone. We've hit some other milestones along the way, but this 82,000 approximately properties, almost 83,000 that received foreclosure filings in September stands out because that's the lowest level we've seen since going back to December 2005, and it's the first time we've ever seen that number below the pre-crisis levels. We, on average, in 2005 and 2006, before the housing bubble burst, we were seeing about 85,000 properties with foreclosure filings a month, and we finally slipped below that 85,000 level with the September numbers.
Darren, you also talk about the final nail in the foreclosure crisis coffin being hammered last month. What are you referring to?
Yes, one of the things that we've been looking for now, you know, we've had these 6 years of declining foreclosure activity, so that's not really a surprise. That trend has been established. The reason we really haven't been willing to completely declare the foreclosure crisis dead is we also track the average time it takes to foreclose on properties, and that average time to foreclose has been continually going up, even while foreclosure activity is going down, which is an indication to us that we're still dealing with legacy loans from the housing crisis that have maybe been delinquent for some time and are finally being foreclosed on. And the increasing timeline indicates that we're still dealing with more and more of those legacy loans, even though the overall foreclosure numbers are going down. But what we saw in the third quarter was, for the first time since we've been tracking this in 2007, that average time to foreclose finally dropped from a year ago. It went to 625 days on average to foreclose, which is still a long time, but it was 630 days a year ago. And that's something we've been looking for as a sign that not only are we in a situation where the loans, the more recent loans, are performing better, but we're in a housing market where we've cleared out the majority of the legacy bad loans from the last housing crisis, and now the majority of loans that are in foreclosure are ones that have been more recently filed and started the foreclosure process.
Has this been a trend taking place throughout the country or in various states? What's that been like?
Yeah, we've seen this domino fall in other states already that are kind of ahead of the curve. For instance, Virginia, which actually has the shortest foreclosure process in the country, we saw the timeline to foreclose start to go down back in early 2015, over a year ago. So we were confident that Virginia at least had passed that threshold where it wasn't dealing with the majority of bad loans in foreclosure were not still tied to the last housing crisis, which was a good thing. And places like Arizona are ahead of the curve in that respect as well. There are states on the other side of the spectrum, though, however, that where the situation is not so good, and we can't declare the foreclosure crisis completely dead in states like New York and New Jersey and some of the other northeastern states. Even Nevada and Delaware had the highest foreclosure rate in September. Some of those states are still dealing with the legacy loans from the last housing crisis.
But this is a trend in the right direction, or is this a problem that's going to take a while to resolve in the states you mentioned, like New York and New Jersey?
For some of those states, it's going to probably still be another year before we finally see that. But the combination of foreclosure activity return to pre-crisis levels and the average time to foreclose start to go down, it's going to take some time to work that through. In New Jersey, for instance, that has the longest foreclosure process in the country, over 1,200 days, which is more than twice the national average, to foreclose there. And so there's still a big backlog of bad loans that need to be worked through. But I would say probably by this time next year, we'll be talking about those states finally passing that milestone as well. And, of course, the big wild card is if there's any big change in the economy or anything like that, that could trigger another wave of foreclosures. But we don't see any imminent signs of that at this point.
Also, you say that the share of foreclosure auctions being sold to investors as opposed to being transferred back to the foreclosing lender is back above pre-recession levels. Why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, so this is a metric that we look at that I think is pretty interesting because it demonstrates to me that foreclosures are no longer, in most markets, foreclosures are not a problem. They're an opportunity for investors. You know, during the crisis, foreclosures were a signal that the market was in bad shape, and there were so many foreclosures that they were weighing down home prices and dragging down the market overall. Now, because foreclosures in most markets are pretty rare, they're seen as an opportunity. They're seen through a new lens, particularly by investors. And what we're seeing now is more and more investors, even though there's fewer and fewer foreclosures, a higher percentage of the foreclosures that are still out there are being purchased by investors who are interested and willing to take those on. When they sell at the foreclosure auction, there's two alternatives. Those properties can go back to the bank and become bank-owned properties, or they can sell to a third-party investor. What we're seeing is in the third quarter, 44% sold to third-party investors, which is the highest we've seen actually since we've been tracking this, and it's higher back during the last housing bubble or housing boom. It got as high as 30% of those properties, foreclosure auctions, going to third-party investors. So it's even higher than it was back then, and that was in 2005.
Darren Blomquist, Senior Vice President at Adam Data Solutions, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
Thank you, Charlie.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.